By the earth that is her body, by the air that is her breath, by the fire of her bright spirit, by the waters of her living womb, the circle is open. Our ritual has begun. Welcome to this program, Beginner's Guide to Wicca. We've just cast our circle, our magic circle, taken ourselves one step outside the world of everyday reality to that place we call between the worlds. And here we can learn something about the history and tradition of our spirituality. I'm very pleased to be able to share with you something of my spirituality and to introduce you to the religion of the goddess. I want to begin with some definitions. Wicca is one of the many words we use to talk about our tradition, which has been called a lot of things, including paganism, the old religion, the religion of the goddess, and witchcraft. Wicca comes from an Anglo-Saxon root, wick, which meant to twist or to bend. It's related to the same root as willow, because willow is a very twistable, bendable tree. And so it originally referred to those who could twist your fate a bit, who could shape reality, who were the healers, who were the curanderas, curanderos, the magicians, the shamans, the ones who could tweak events and could help shift and shape things and help keep the balance of the human community and the natural world. Paganism comes from a Latin root, paganus, which means countryside, and it was a term referred to the people who held to the religions of the countryside that were rooted in the earth, in the customs of connections with nature, with the seasons, with the cycles, after Christianity or other religions came into an area. And witchcraft is probably the word that needs the most explanation. Witchcraft means a lot of different things to different people. It means everything from twitching your nose and making things happen to riding on broomsticks to some people, the worship of the devil. But for us, witchcraft is a word that we embrace. It comes from the same root as Wicca. It was those who could twist or shape reality. And we use it very consciously as a way of identifying with those people throughout history who've been persecuted for holding on to those older traditions and who practice the craft of the wise, the craft in the sense both of skill, and also craft is a word that originally is a form of power. In German, there's still a word, Kraft, which is power, but it's the kind of power that means ability or skill. And so the craft of the wise is also the power of the wise, but it's a kind of power that's not power over others, but rather that power that comes from within, that comes from our own connection to other human beings, to nature, to those things that go deeper and broader than all of us. Wicca or witchcraft has nothing to do with any conception of the devil, of Satan, of the worship of evil. Rather, it's the worship of the goddess, who we conceive of as being the animated spirit of the living universe. In Wicca, nature is sacred to us. All the cycles of birth and growth and death and rebirth that exist in nature and in culture and in human life are what we worship, in the sense that we aim to connect with, we aim to harmonize our lives with, not in the sense that we bow down and, you know, prostrate ourselves, but more in the sense that we look, we observe, we listen, we learn lessons from, we draw inspiration from nature. In Wicca, we conceive of the sacred, of the goddess, of the deity, as something that's changing, that's evolving, that's dynamic, that we're in co-creation with the goddess. We don't see the goddess as a unchanging, eternal, fixed, omnipotent force. Rather, we say the goddess and, in fact, the gods need our help in order to create fertility and harmony and beauty for human life here on earth. Wicca or paganism was not originally one set tradition. It really refers to all the different kinds of earth-based spiritualities that existed primarily for us. We draw from Europe and from the Middle East, before Christianity, before Judaism. In Europe, when Christianity came in originally, it coexisted with the older traditions. There are stories of priests who practiced many of the old customs as well as leading their churches. And many of the pagan traditions became incorporated into Christian practices. The maypole, the celebration of Halloween, many of the dances and the customs and the folk songs reflect that older spirituality. In the 16th and 17th centuries, however, the Catholic Church and later the Protestant Church in Europe began a campaign of persecution against everything that was left of the old religion. As part of that, they created this mythology that witches worshiped the devil, that witchcraft was dangerous and evil, and many, many people suffered torture and death because they were accused of being witches. Today, we're still recovering from this legacy, which is not only just about witchcraft, but really about any form of knowledge that's not accepted and approved by the authorities. And many of the old prejudices still exist. So for those of us who practice Wicca today, we take it upon ourselves to try to educate people about the real meaning of our tradition. And many of us use the word witch very proudly as part of our identification with those people throughout history who have suffered because of the practice of their ancient tradition. We feel that Wicca is important in today's world because it brings back to us the connection with nature that many of us have lost. And that honoring nature and honoring a tradition that tells us everyone is interconnected is part of our commitment to making this world a more sacred and a more just and a more loving place for all of us to live. I came to Wicca as a young woman out of my own spiritual search. I grew up in the Jewish tradition, and I still feel very strongly connected and identified in many ways with that tradition and that people. And as a young woman, my own times of deepest connectedness, of real openness to those great powers of creativity around me, came when I was in nature. And I went looking for some kind of spirituality that honored that, and also some kind of spirituality that really honored me as a woman, and especially as a young woman, that offered me some sort of future of responsibility, of roles of potential leadership and respect. In that era, that was in the 1960s, there weren't yet any women rabbis. There were very few women ministers or priests. In most of the world's major religions, all the roles of leadership were held by men. And so when I encountered witches in my first year at the university in Los Angeles, I was quite charmed to think that there was a religion, first of all, that saw God in female form, that saw my female body as something that was sacred and beautiful, not something that was unclean and dirty, and that said, yes, a woman can have a role of leadership within this tradition. Later, I began to see that there were great connections between the way we look at religion and the way we look at God and the way that we look at each other here on earth. And as the feminist movement grew in the 1970s, it became clear to me and many other women that patriarchal religion, that story that we tell ourselves culturally about how God is male, reinforces the idea, as theologian Mary Daly once said, that when God is male, men are God. To look at the world and to say, what would it look like if we saw God as female, was a great exercise in consciousness raising. It turned everything around. Everything looked different from that perspective, Because if we saw the female as sacred, then we saw that this quality of bringing life into the world was also sacred, and that this world itself becomes the location of the divine, of what's sacred to us. It's not outside the world somewhere. It's right here. It's embodied. It's immanent in nature, in human beings, in culture. And for me, that was a very inspiring and also just a very real view. It seemed like this was a kind of spirituality that named what I already felt.